You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
State of the States is back for 95BFM's coverage of the 2024 United States election. This week, I speak to former 95BFM host, student at Yale University, and contributor for the Yale Daily News, Andre Faoso, about the election campaign from a United States student's perspective. This week, we discuss Harris replacing Biden as a Democratic presidential candidate and the recent appointment of Tim Walz as her running mate.
Welcome the next Vice President of the United States, Tim Walz.
The pair did their first campaign event together in Philadelphia, where Harris spoke to Walz about being a champion for the middle class.
And so Coach Walz and I may hail from different corners of our great country, but our values are the same. And we both believe in lifting people up, not knocking them down.
Andre and I discuss the hype for the pair and their ability to mobilize young people. Here is that interview. What were the reactions from people in the States to Harris taking over from Biden?
I'd say there was a level of optimism, but also a sigh of relief from the students and even friends of mine that I was able to talk to about the scene of United States politics at the moment. People were kind of sitting on the edge of their chairs, hoping and waiting for Joe Biden to stand down after his performance in the first debate with Donald Trump. So yeah, when the announcement came out that Biden was stepping down and that he was going to give the helm to Harris, there was definitely a sigh of relief. And up until today, we now know who her running mate is going to be. It would be interesting hearing how American voters, particularly young American voters, react to that.
On this topic, and you mentioned a sort of renewed optimism from students, will Harris be able to do more to increase voter turnout amongst young people than what Biden was able to do?
It's hard to say, really, but I would envision from, particularly from the conversations that I've had with students, that yeah, they do feel like, once again, there's this breath of fresh air, but what they want to see from this new ticket is decisive policies, decisive action, and something that resonates with them. Young American voters are perceived to take somewhat of a fatalistic approach to issues, which I don't think that's the case. Well, personally, I don't think that's the case. But definitely among young American voters, they want to see proper and decisive change on some of the core issues that are concerning them: the economy, Israel and Palestine, the rise of radical political polarization and political violence. And so the one challenge for Harris as this campaign escalates is being able to unite both the country, but also this very integral cohort of Gen Z and millennial voters.
We are fresh off the massive wave of student protests for Palestine in the US. Is there hope from students that Harris will be different on foreign policy?
I think now, since she had that sit-down meeting with President Netanyahu and she came out and said that she told him that the war must end, that there is a level of optimism that if she were to be elected, then there may be a different approach to the foreign policy issue, which is the war on Palestine and Gaza. It's been a very contentious topic on university campuses and throughout the United States about both calls for divestment in universities and investment in weapons manufacturing that goes towards fueling Israel's war in Gaza, but then also the actions of the United States in terms of continuing to fund Israel and provide them the weapons and the means to continue their war. So it'll be interesting to see once more how in the coming months this becomes a bit of a whether it becomes a political buzzword for Harris, and whether she can kind of, with everything else, grab it by the helm and really provide voters with something or an insight into how everything would change or be a bit different under a Biden-Waltz ticket.
And acknowledging it's still very early days, what has been the reaction to Tim Walz becoming potentially the next vice president?
I mean, the news is hot off the press. It's very fresh, very recent as well. So I haven't been able to speak to my American friends and fellow peers at the university or even just within my social network. So I'm unable to gauge how they're feeling individually about the selection of Walz, but from what I've read and what I've gauged so far, there is a level of optimism for what he represents to a key part of the American voter base, which is the median voter, both from the Midwest and just the more central voters who can be swayed in these elections, because fundamentally that's what this election will come down to. It'll be the voters that can be swayed to either Harris or Trump. And so I'd say this is a very strategic selection from Harris's people to ensure that all of America feels represented. I mean, Walz comes off as a very warm Midwestern, you know, man who both served in the military as a high school teacher, or was a high school teacher and a football coach. So he comes off as somewhat representative of middle America. And so that's definitely a part of the voter base that needs to be enticed to vote for them. Also, from a Minnesota state politics point of view, he is governor. He's passed a lot of very pro-left, pro-democratic policies that are in line with Harris, both on abortion, on COVID as well. And also Minnesota was the place where George Floyd was murdered, and his response to that was pretty well covered and respected by a lot of politicians. This would also mean that if he were to be vice president, that he'd be the third governor or third person from Minnesota to become vice president. And so there is a lot of pride and, from what I've read, happiness over his selection. Definitely not a lot of opposition so far from what I've gauged.
And he's the one who's been behind the switch in comm strategy from the Harris campaign to come out and start calling figures like J.D. Vance, who's Trump's running mate, weird. Has this been resonating? Is this a comm strategy that's been working with young people?
Well, I think on top of that, you can kind of see the array of social media campaigns, both from the Harris administration, but also just from Gen Zers that are on social media going behind Harris. There's also been the wave of celebrities that have come out with vocal support, Charlie XCX being one of them, for support for Harris. So I think taking this colloquial part of, or this colloquial side to election politics, is something that is new, but also that we're going to keep seeing. And I guess it is one way to engage a young voter base. I think taking somewhat superficial attacks is something we've seen in elections for years, and Trump kind of pioneered in that during his time, and as he continues to now. So yeah, J.D. Vance being weird, that's obviously Walz's opinion, but it seems to resonate with the perspectives and the opinions of a lot of people who question the intentions of J.D. Vance, especially when not even 2-3 years ago he was in total opposition to what Donald Trump stood for.
What is the mobilisation that we've seen for the Harris-Walz ticket already?
Well, there was the social media ad that came out shortly after Walz was announced as Harris's running mate. I've seen more social media edits and ads promoting the selection. But then also this comes off the back of, I'd say, 2 weeks of very intense campaigning from the Harris administration, or the Harris presidential election administration, to ensure that, you know, young people and just voters in general that are very engaged on social media know that, you know, this is the ticket that is up against Donald Trump. you can definitely see that this mobilization has been spearheaded by young people as well, particularly on TikTok. I'd say my For You page and the For You pages of Americans that I've been around has been somewhat dominated by Harris content since the announcement.
We've also seen the white men call for Kamala. We've seen black women call for Kamala. Anything in the works for the students mobilizing for Kamala?
Well, actually, the heads of the Kamala Harris election campaign did an interview with the Black Student Union at Yale a couple days ago. I've yet to read or see the interview, but it'll be interesting to see how the campaign continues to engage with university organizations, both in throughout the country, both at Yale and throughout the United States. And I think the Harris administration is very aware that university voters are key in are integral in ensuring that the voters won, or especially in those key swing states. They're at the benefit of the fact that university students are, unlike a lot of the median American voters, a lot more educated on issues. They know that they can be easily mobilized on a lot more liberal issues. And generally across the United States, universities do tend to be more liberal strongholds for left-leaning politicians. So whether it will be hard for Harris to gain votes in universities, I don't think it would be hard, but it will be maintaining support so that come November, you can ensure that Harris will become the first female and black female president of the United States.
That was Yale Daily News, Andre Faoso, on the Harris-Waltz campaign announcement for State of the States.
Excuse me, I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.